Thanks for tuning into another episode of She Laughs, a podcast dedicated to bringing you honest and transparent viewpoints in this daily faith journey. Now join with me as we listen to T and Crystal discuss the latest.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Crystal.
Hey everybody, it's Tanisha.
Welcome to a new year. Happy New Year, everyone.
Yes, Happy New Year.
And another episode of She Laughs. It's been, I think, 3 weeks since we last spoke with you.
Little break we took, you guys.
Yes, to get through the holidays, through the last of the year. And so we are glad to be back and about to round out this series.
Yep.
But before we get started, I guess, as always, you know what we do at the top of the year is reflect on the year before and just what we kind of learned. And so, T, I'll let you start.
2019 was a fairly good year. Could have been better, but that's like any year. but it was good. I would not at all say 2019 was bad. Learning this year, mainly honing in on the spiritual gifting that I have, keeping my feet planted in what God has said, always having a listening ear for any instruction that he may be given, and also really enjoying the relationship I'm developing with the Holy Spirit. So that was really what 29 was. No real new revelation. A lot of confirming to what a few things were shown or told to me at the beginning of 2019 were confirmed throughout 2019. So that's really what it was. So nothing necessarily new. But again, it's just a lot of reaffirming and making sure that I am ready for what's going to come up next. So looking forward to what 2020 is going to do. That was really it.
Cool. I would say similar. 2019 definitely wasn't a bad year. Like T said, it could have definitely been better. Me actually realizing some of my spiritual gifts that I was not happy about, just to be honest. And God confirming a lot of what he said and revealed actually in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2019, confirming what he saw, what he already told, it definitely, for me, I was seeing God literally strategically remove people or draw lines in the sand and mark his territory,
right,
so to speak. So that was interesting to see. And then, yes, becoming irremovable. I don't even know if that's a word and everything, but unshakable.
Yeah,
and
that's better.
Yeah, that would be better. In explaining unshakable in my beliefs and my convictions, and not being apologetic for them.
Right.
Was definitely what 2019. So 2020, I'm definitely interested to see what God is about to do, because he made it clear to me that 2019 was the setup.
Right.
Right. That definitely shone through. It was a major setup. And I'm ready to see now that the table is set what he has prepared. So that's our year in review, guys.
Yep.
And stuff. Ready for a new year. Ready for a new decade.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I am starting to think of decade-long goals and not, what do I want to accomplish this year? Nah. And everything. I want to see what God is about to do in this decade because he's up to something. So, with that being said, I guess we'll just jump right in to the spirit that I'll be teaching about today. Leviathan. Oh, good old Leviathan. For most of y'all that do not know what this spirit is, in the church we know it as Leviathan. In the world, y'all would call it pride.
Yeah.
That's just how we're going to put it up. So I thought, what better way to start teaching on this spirit than to actually read part of what he is known for from the Bible and scripture. And the most, you see Leviathan throughout the Bible, but mostly in the story of Job. So Job 41 literally just deals with Leviathan, and I'm going to read it to you from the Amplified. And it says, "Can you draw out Leviathan with a fish hook, or press down his tongue with a cord? Can you put a rope made of rushes into his nose, which is hooks, or pierce his jaw through with a hook? Will he make many supplications to you, begging to be spared, or will he speak soft words to you to coax you to treat him kindly? Will he make a covenant or an arrangement with you? Will you take him for your servant forever? Will you play with him as with a bird? Or will you bind him and put him on a leash for your maidens? Will traders bargain over him? Will they divide him up among the merchants? Can you fill his skin with harpoons or his head with fishing spears? Lay your hand on him. Remember the battle with him. You will not do such an ill-advised thing again. Behold, his assailant's hope and expectation of defeating Leviathan is false. Will not one be overwhelmed even at the sight of him? No one is so fierce and foolhardy that he dares to stir up Leviathan. Who then is he who can stand before me or dares to contend with me, the beast creator? Who has first given to me that I should repay him? Whatever is under the whole heaven is mine. Who can have a claim against me who made the unmastered beast? I will not keep silence concerning his limbs, nor his mighty strength, nor his orderly frame. Who can penetrate or strip off his outer armor? Who can come to his jaws with a double bridle? Who can open the doors or jaws of his face? Around his open jaws and teeth there is terror. His strong scales are his pride, bound together as with a tight seal. One is so near to another that no air can come between them. They are joined one to another. They stick together and cannot be separated. His sneezes flash forth light, and his eyes are like the reddish eyelids of the dawn. Out of his mouth go burning torches, and sparks of fire leap out. Out of his nostrils smoke goes forth, as from a boiling pot and as from burning rushes. His breath kindles coals, and a flame goes forth from his mouth. In Leviathan's neck resides his strength, and dismay and terror dance before him. The folds of his flesh are joined together, firm on him and immobile when he moves. His heart is as hard as a stone, indeed as solid as a lower millstone. When he raises himself up, the mighty are afraid. Because of the crashing, they are bewildered. The sword that reaches him cannot avail, nor does the spear, the dart, or the javelin. He considers iron as straw, bronze as rotten wood. The arrow cannot make him free. Sling stones are treated as stubble by him. Clubs also are regarded as stubble. He laughs at the rushing and the rattling of the javelin. His underparts are like sharp pieces of broken pottery. He moves across and spreads out grooves like a threshing sledge on the mire, muddy river banks. He makes the deep water boil like a pot. He makes the sea like a foaming pot of ointment. Behind him, he makes a shining wake. One would think the deep to be gray-haired with foam. Upon earth, there is nothing like him. No equal exists. A creature made without fear. He looks on everything that is high without terror. He is monarch over all the sons of pride. And now, Job, who are you? Who does not dare to disturb the beast, yet who dares resist me, the beast creator? Everything under the heavens is mine. Therefore, who can have a claim against God?" All right, guys. So what does all of that?
Yes, what does all that mean?
Scripture means. So pretty much God is going into, and he's literally telling you how strong and massive this particular spirit is. And so one of the key things that he talked about is Leviathan's strength is in his neck. So what does that mean? People who are dealing with the Leviathan spirit or a spirit of pride are very stubborn and stiff-necked people. So they refuse to change.
No bend, no give.
They refuse counsel.
Very rigid.
Yes, they're unteachable. These people are going to be the ones that, you know, they're like, I just don't like authority figures, man.
Oh, those people.
Okay, it's like whatever job they go into, they have an issue with how things are done. How it can be done better. They think they know that it can be done better. This spirit will definitely hinder spiritual growth. Reason for it is, you know, when you're puffed up with pride and you don't want to be counseled, it is going to make you it very hard to pray. They are not quick to go to prayer. They are not quick to go and consult God about anything. So they have problems praying, and they will have problems understanding scripture. It will baffle them, because to them, it don't make no sense.
Okay.
Also, it said his underparts are like sharp pieces of broken pottery. Okay. He moves across and spreads out grooves like a threshing sledge on the mire muddy river banks. So what that means is he leaves a trail. Like pride, it will leave a trail of hurt, pain, backsliding, shame, and destruction in its wake. So if you see someone puffed up with pride, it won't be unusual that they have relationships that are destructive. It won't be unusual for them to have a lot of strife. In their life. So keep that in mind. A couple of things about them is they are not negotiators. Is they way or no way?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Like I said, they don't feel the need to pray or ask God for help, and they will speak very harshly to others.
Okay.
This is different from being direct, guys. Harsh means...
Usually it's an intent. It's the intent to be harsh.
Yes, it's the intent to hurt.
Yes.
So when, you know, people is like, well, she was just too direct, but was she harsh?
Yeah, there's a difference.
And everything, because you can be direct in love. So I wanted to throw that out there. They're not going to submit or enter into covenant. That takes a level of service.
And accountability. And this Leviathan does not like that.
Leviathan does not like to be held accountable for anything.
Right.
So the minute you put a boundary on them, no matter how small it may be, immediately they will get offended.
Right.
Will not serve. Once again, service takes a level of humility.
Right.
And while they can feign being humble, they're not.
Right.
Pride wants to be on the top and in control. So their ultimate thing is control. Control over their lives, control not necessarily all around the people around them, but they want to control everything that affects them. Also in Job, you will notice that there was a description of his scales, how close together that they are. They penetrate like armor. So Leviathan is like one of the ultimate spirits, okay? And what he will do, a lot of times why people can't get delivered from Leviathan is because lesser spirits will surround him like armor.
Right.
And so what you will see is people being delivered from lesser spirits like fear, rejection, self-doubt. They might have been delivered from hurt or insecurities. But ultimately, these lesser spirits are giving up so that the bigger spirit of
can
pride
stay put.
Can stay put and can stay hidden.
Hidden, yeah.
Some of the manifestations of pride look like anger, anti-submissiveness, arrogance, control, manipulation, ego, lying, perfection, pride of knowledge. So I know everything. You ain't got to tell me nothing. Once again, they don't want you to tell them anything. Rebellion, selfishness, unbending, unwilling to admit that they are wrong, and unwilling to apologize.
Right.
So unwilling to apologize. Well, what does that mean? Okay, you know, they may not apologize, but all of a sudden they just start back talking to you. because, you know, you just need to get over it.
Yeah.
Or unwilling to admit they're wrong and everything. Lord Jesus, be with me. They'll make it seem like even if they were wrong, they was right.
Yeah.
They had a reason to feel that way.
Right.
So if you hadn't did what you
did, then it would not have caused the response in which the thing happened. Correct. And at the end of the day, you know, you did it.
So
but let's move on.
Yes. Yeah. They do not deal with really confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
Because that has a level of accountability.
Ability, yes, absolutely.
To be confrontational.
They would just rather ignore you for the time they want to ignore you. When they're done ignoring you, move on.
Yes. Yes. So how do we win against Leviathan? The Bible is very clear because God literally says, who can defeat him but me?
Right.
So understand, you cannot do this. only God can do it. So if you are yourself dealing with pride and you know that it's an issue, then your main thing is you'll want to fast and ask God to help deliver that spirit up out of you. Mm. The reason you will want to fast is fasting actually is for you and has a certain level of humbleness to it.
Yes, it does.
You have to literally give up of yourself. In order to fast.
So incorporate some things Leviathan doesn't like service.
Yes.
Yes.
Those will be the items. Now, if you're trying to defeat it with others, then you're going to want to pray for them and literally particularly ask God to break the neck of Leviathan. A lot of times these are the prayers that we literally don't want to pray.
Right.
Because we feel like I should not be praying for somebody to come to their knees. Mm-hmm. And you have to understand with somebody that's dealing with pride, you literally have to be very specific with God and let him have the power to do and the freedom to do whatever he needs to do to break that stronghold over right. them. And a lot of times that literally looks like them coming to their knees. So you're not praying for their destruction. You're praying for the neck of Leviathan to be broken over their life.
Mm-hmm.
So in a nutshell, guys, that's the spirit of Leviathan.
So basically, from what I'm gathering, is a person can realize that they are dealing with this issue, but they themselves need the power of Christ to really help,
yes.
Overcome, basically to be delivered from it.
Yes.
It is not as simple as being repentive.
No.
Right. So no. It's more than that.
Yes.
Boundaries, if you are dealing with someone who has that issue, I'm assuming,
yes.
is the best way to deal with that.
Yes. Okay. Putting boundaries in place so that they know where they can and cannot go,
mm-hmm.
and they have a level of accountability.
Right.
And don't be surprised when it pisses them off.
But it seems like Leviathan is more a danger to the person than it is to people that they're around.
Yes. It's more dangerous to them because it is literally cutting off connections.
Right.
And so it's cutting off connections and it's cutting off the word of God. Like I said, it hinders spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
So they are literally going to be a stagnant person.
Right.
And stagnant does not always mean with material things.
Thank you for saying that because I was going to say that.
Stagnant can literally be in your thinking, your way of thinking, the way of doing things.
Right.
You have no growth. You're the same person. You like people will say, well, I've always been like this. And you're proud of that?
And, okay, there we go. That's a good...
you're proud of
that's
that.
That's a good, yeah, that's a good example of the Leviathan spirit.
So.
All right.
What other questions?
That was the only questions I had.
Yes. So, guys, I encourage you, and I'll once again, read Apostle John Eckhart's book, if you can. It's a lot of meat. Study up on these spirits. We're just giving you really a broad overview. But these spirits, T and I was discussing it, and when it comes down to it, they are literally at their core all the same. There is no new tricks.
No, none at all. The point of us breaking some of these down for you guys is so that you can kind of, once you hear these main ones, the rest of them are easy to find because, like she said, they're fairly similar. And the way to handle them in a way is similar because the one that I'm going to be talking about next week, you also need Christ to be delivered from. Mm-hmm. It's not going to take a simple prayer and repent of your sins and you're good. No. So, they're very similar, but not to get you confused, just so that you can know ways to deal with them if you're dealing with it yourself or if it's a spirit that you're dealing with because of a friend, a family member, coworker, whatever.
So guys, until next time,
you guys can find me on Facebook at Tanisha Williams and Instagram is Styles by Tanisha J.
And as always, guys, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at Charmaine Kearse. Look at the blog. We will be back next week on charmainesconfessions.com. We have a lot in store for you guys this year. We are super excited about this year and some of the things that we want to do. So we can't wait.
All right.
Until next time.
See you guys.
See ya.
Thanks again for listening. As always, we hope that you were blessed by today's discussion. To keep up with the latest on the She Labs podcast, be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, and Spreaker. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at She Labs Podcast. If you would like to donate to this ministry, please feel free to send all donations to paypal.com.